Yeah, that's him. The prisoner I wish to speak to. Untie him and stand guard outside the door. I wish to speak to him alone. I'm sorry. Are you questioning your princess's orders? I am the future ruler of this kingdom. I don't need servants like you second-guessing me. Know your fucking place. And excuse me, how is the prisoner supposed to eat his final meal with his arms tied around his back? This is his last night alive. At least give him the decency to eat like a human being at least one last time. Untie him at once, or I'll have your head too. I said, at once. That's better. Now leave, and don't you dare come back until I have sent for you. Do you understand? Good. Hurry along now. Finally, those guards are gone. I swear, I feel like those guards are up my ass. We're finally alone. Aw, come give your old friend a big hug. Oh my god, you're alive. You're actually alive. I haven't seen you since the invasion all those years ago. I thought you had died. I'm so glad you didn't. Here. I brought you some food from the castle. It's way better than the slop they're serving you here. Come on. Go ahead. Eat it. What? Oh, sorry. I don't mean to stare. It's just... I'm so happy to be with you again. So, where have you been? It had to have been someplace far away. You never miss our little rendezvous. Oh. The rebels took your entire family away? As prisoners? Well, surely you all escaped and came back since you're here, right? Oh. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. Do you know if they're still alive? Oh, that's... Here, come here. Let me give you another hug. Yeah. Don't worry. It's going to be all right. I'll personally see to it that we get your family back here safe and sound. No need to thank me. It's what a future queen should do for her country. And her best friend. How have I been since the invasion? Absolutely dreadful. I missed sneaking out of the stuffy castle under the guards' noses just to come and see you. I missed roughhousing with you, traveling with you through the forest, having picnics with you on that beautiful hill with the view of the entire kingdom. I even missed how your father was always so anxious about having me over, because he was afraid that my father, the king, would have his head. Honestly, being so close to your family, that's why the first thing I did after those rebels were driven back was I snuck out and I looked for you and your family. Yeah, but then a guard caught me outside and I was locked away in the castle under very heavy supervision for a very long time until they thought I was no longer a danger to my own life. During that time, I grew to hate everyone I came in contact with. Because I just missed you. I felt like I was all alone in the world. You are my one true friend. You're the only one that understands me. See, even now, you still understand me. So when I heard some guards describe the prisoner that was going to be executed tomorrow, I recognized that they were describing you. So I had to follow my hunch. I had some servants prepare this food, and I came down here immediately hoping it was you, and lo and behold, it was. So don't worry about the execution, okay? That's not going to happen if I have anything to say about it. I have a plan to save your life. We're gonna get married. How? Well, you're going to lay with me and take my virginity. I know that sounds absolutely crazy, but just listen, okay? My father, the king, is a stickler for tradition to the point where it's actually laughable, honestly. And one of our traditions is that whoever claims a royal member's virginity in bed must marry and become royalty by association. So there's absolutely no way they'll say otherwise. Listen, I know that our first time together is in less than ideal conditions, but I have to do this. I need to do this. Why? Because I love you. I love you more than you'll ever know. I would do anything for you. Anything to keep you safe. Anything so that you don't have to go back to the life you were living. I can't imagine losing you again. The thought leaves a burning pit in my stomach, and I never want to feel that way again. Please. Please. I just want to be with you. Oh. You have no idea how long I've wanted to kiss you. I've dreamt about kissing you forever, and it feels so fucking good. Kiss me again, please. My body has always been yours. My lips too. I have always been yours. I've just been waiting for you to claim me. Just like your lips are doing that to me right now. Wait, where are you going? Oh, wow, you're such a gentleman. Where did you learn those manners? Thank you, truly, for laying down that blanket. You're so sweet to me. So tender. Will you keep kissing me, please? Could you kiss my neck? Yeah, let me just remove my top. Don't act all shy now. I know you've caught glances of me when we bathed in that hot spring together. Would you like to touch me? Here, give me your hand. Yeah, can you feel my heart racing? Touch wherever you want. Oh, okay, I mean, I guess you could touch right there. Your hands feel so good against my skin. Oh God. Oh my. Oh, your hands feel so good against my skin. And your lips too. Wow, this is a very, very unfamiliar feeling. I think I'm ready, my love. You can take me now. Yeah. Yeah, just get on top of me. Let me look up into your eyes. Okay. Okay, go ahead. Whatever you... Sorry, I heard the first time hurts, but I didn't think it would hurt this bad. I'm okay though. Just please keep going. Please keep going. Okay. Okay, that's better. Okay, it feels better now. You're so deep. You're inside of me. Oh my god. Can we stay like this? Just for a moment? Let me look at you. Oh, wow. You're my everything. I've dreamt of this moment every day since I've lost you. Of one day finding you again, making love to you, becoming yours. This is all I ever wanted. You are all I ever wanted. Now, you can keep going. Yeah, just like that. You feel so good inside me. Oh, don't stop. Don't stop, please. Don't stop. Don't stop, please. Keep going just like that. Oh, God. Oh, the way you mix inside. Oh, it feels amazing. Oh, like we were made for each other. I'm so sorry, my love. It just feels so good. We might get caught if that guard decides not to listen to my order, so kiss me, okay? Kiss me to shut me up. Oh, no, you're supposed to keep me quiet, not make me moan louder. What if you keep touching me like that? Oh my god, if you keep kissing my breast like that. Oh my god. Oh, you look so good sucking on my nipples. Oh, I feel so... Oh, I feel so good. Oh, I love giving into the pleasure. Oh, yes. Please. Oh, yes. Use me for your pleasure, too. Make yourself feel so good. I love looking into your eyes. Oh, they're so beautiful. Oh my god. I'm so lucky to have been bedded by such a handsome, kind man like you. I'm so lucky to have lost my virginity to my best friend. You're thrusting into me so fast. Are you about to come? Oh god, me too. I'm so close. I'm ready. Just give it all to me. Let's come at the same time, my love. I want to make this night even more special. Please. Just like that. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Come here. Kiss me. I didn't know making love could be this amazing. Here comes, so hot, flooding every part of my insides. I love feeling you fill me up. And your grunts, they were like music to my ears. Oh my goodness, that felt magical. And you poured so much into me. That was absolutely perfect, my love. Luckily, the guard soon catches either. Let's quickly get dressed, okay? Then I think I have some explaining to do. Guards! Hi. Pay close attention to what I'm about to say. I will be taking this man back to my chambers, and you are to explain to my father that instead of an execution tomorrow morning, we'll be planning a wedding instead. What do I mean by that? This man, right here, has claimed my virginity, and by the order of the royal court, He is now my husband-to-be. Now, hurry and run off before I decide to keep an execution on hand for tomorrow. Go ahead. Run off. Now. What good cards. And that's how it's done, my love. You're a free man now. But most importantly, you're my man. Come on. Let me finally show you my room, since this is the first time you've been in the castle. Well, at least the first time that anyone else knows. Let's go take a nice long bath together and maybe we can make love again. Maybe a few times. Come on. Let's go.